Okay, Allie, why don't you be the first one to check in on our Zen Day today?
My thing was to get stuff off the floor in my office, and the beginning of my office, I divided it into thirds because it's so bad. But anyway, I worked on the first third, and I got so much done you could see the floor. And I'm going to vacuum it, and when I get the whole room done, I'll eventually scrub it down and, you know, get the rug thrown out and put a new one in, whatever. But I got it done, and the bonus was, and my cats are right there going, what's going on? And it made me laugh. But the bonus for me was I found a library book that was overdue, and I could not find it. And there it was, and there's all the stuff mixed in with the stuff on the floor. So that was a real bonus for me, too.
Awesome. Well, thanks for that check-in. That's a great win. Hey, Maureen, how about you? How'd you do in the last hour?
I did good. I was getting stuff off the floor, and I was actually saying up, up, and away out loud. And but it's also evolved a little because I was reminding myself that this Thursday I'm going away for a few days upstate to my uncle's birthday, and I usually always wait to the last second, and then, like, the night before, I have to stay up, like, to the middle of the night getting ready. And so I decided, hey, you know, maybe I should start putting some of the things into a corner that I know I'm going to be bringing, and I don't have to necessarily wait to the last second like I always do to get ready.
All right. Well, that's great. Yeah, you can look for opportunities to change your life that makes it easier on you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what focusing on your stuff does for you. I love it. Up, up, and away. Okay, Robin, how about you? You're just oh, wait a minute. There was one other person joined us. Who was
I had
that?
To unmute.
That
Robin,
was Wanda.
You said?
Who was the person that just joined us?
Wanda.
Oh, Wanda. Hey, Wanda, good. We'll let Robin check in, and then we'll have you check in. So Robin just joined us for the first time today. Robin, I know you're going to be running some errands, so what are you going to be doing in the next hour?
I was going to meet a friend of mine at a garden center, but I'm calling her now. I'm not doing that. I'm running to the bank and then to Walmart to get some treats.
Okay, for Halloween.
Right.
Uh-huh. Great. Okay. And then will you be back on the call in an hour, do you think?
Yes.
Okay, so you'll be back. All righty. Well, that would be great. And who just rang in?
This is Mike.
Well, hi, Mike. Welcome to the call. We're having everybody check in. Wanda's next, and then you. So let's go ahead and Wanda, what'd you do in the last hour?
Well, I successfully cleared my dining room table, and
great.
Part of what I had on there was treats for my grandchildren and the couple of neighbor children that I'm close to. So I've finished making their Halloween treat bags and got my dining room table where I can see it, and didn't get to the bedroom yet, but that's next.
Oh, good.
Woohoo!
Glad to hear
Woo-hoo!
It. Wow. Woohoo is right. So, Mike, you're just joining us. Did you work on anything in the past hour?
Yes. I when I woke up and got up this morning and finally got breakfast down, I tried to turn on my computer to see what time we were going to meet together today.
Uh-huh.
And it made a lot of bad noises, and it wouldn't fire up. So in the last hour and a half, I took it apart and put in a new power supply, and I'm very proud to say I'm going to throw away the old power supply.
All right.
Hey, Mike,
right.
Can you come?
I have not really done anything on task, but I would just make a comment that that's one of the things that makes it so difficult for me to have my house clear is that when you own a house and you own stuff, stuff is always breaking.
Mm.
And a lot of times when I do make plans to clean or whatever, to declutter, other stuff happens, and we just have to deal with that.
Uh-huh.
Join the club, Mike. I can sympathize with you. And listen, you can come up here and fix my computer because I just had to reboot the thing, too. That's why I didn't get in on the other call either.
Oh. Yeah. No, there's a thing called, I think it's called second force, and this is all secondhand, so I may not get it exactly right, but I don't know if it's an energy or a universal thing, but the truism is that when you start on something that you say you really believe in and you really want to do it, the universe puts up a couple of blocks to see if you're really serious.
Ah.
And then if you go ahead and do it, then like, whoa, I guess he's serious. Whoa, I guess she's serious. And I have found that so often when I really decide that I want to do something, there's always a couple of blocks that come up fairly quickly. If I give up, then I really feel bad, and if I go for it, then I really feel good. So it sounds like maybe that might be happening for you.
It's like a test of your fortitude.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you really mean this? And it's a test, and you pass the test, and you're on the phone now, and you're going to take some steps, and I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
So now let's go back around the room quickly, and we'll start with Allie. And Allie, everybody will all tell us quickly what we're going to do in the next hour. So, Allie, what are you going to do in the next hour?
In the next hour, because I did one-third of my office floor, and my thing is to get everything off the floor. So I'm going to continue with that, moving, into the next third of the office floor. I know I could never do it in an hour if I said the whole office, so I'm kind of doing it in sections.
Awesome.
And so continue on with the office, onward.
Onward.
I love it.
All right. Maureen, how about you for the next hour?
I'm going to continue to pick some more things up off the floor and continue to put some things into a corner I've started with the stuff I'm going to take away with me.
All right. And does that include starting on your bedroom or not? Oh, no, that was Wanda. I'm getting you mixed
okay.
up. Sorry.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, getting ready for your trip. Okay, awesome. And, Robin, we know you're going to run some errands.
Right. I just want to say I'm proud that I finally got my bathroom sink unplugged. It was getting progressively worse, and I was determined to do it. And I finally found the plunger, and I used a hanger, and I used some drain opener and some boiling water off the stove, and I just kept at it, and I finally got it clear. So that was a biggie for me.
Let's give Robin a woohoo.
Yay.
Woohoo.
Yay.
They come through mine. Mine is clogged, too.
Yeah, I tell you, unclogging things, moves the energy, doesn't it? So
absolutely.
Excellent. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And, funny, after Glenn was working on his bathroom, he reported on our Facebook group that he had to hire a plumber to do clear out the line because it all got blocked up. So I think that's real interesting. So, yeah, we're moving some energy here, folks. And it's clogging up the pipes, and then we get the pipes unclogged, and then it can really work well.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about you, Wanda? What are you going to work on the next hour?
I'm starting on my bedroom and unpacking things that I don't need from trips. And unfortunately, I have to repack a small bag because I had an aunt who died yesterday, so I'll be taking another short trip. So. But at least I hope to get unpacked from my other various trips and get the suitcases up off the floor and the clothes that have just been thrown there with not having anywhere else to put it. So.
Yeah. Yeah, well, good deal. All right. Sorry about your aunt.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Okay, Mike, how about you? What are you going to do for the next hour?
I'm going to spend about 15 minutes in my bedroom. There's some things that need attention there.
Mm-hmm.
That I need to clean up and put things away. And then the rest of the time, I hope to continue working on my computer room to clean
good.
Up in there.
Uh-huh. Okay. Super. Has anybody else joined us that I missed? Okay. And I'm going to work on that corner cabinet in my kitchen that's been really bugging me. I don't know how long it'll take, but in 45 minutes, I think I can get it done. So we are going to work like crazy for about 45, 50 minutes, and we'll have another call in at the top of the hour, and I think we're going to have really good stuff to report, just like this hour. All right. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.